Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I was vacillating on today's commentary between the very interesting and the very absurd. So I'll give you the reason for the absurd and then move on to what I found very interesting. Our stupid criminal of the day was a 19-year-old in Florida who was arrested, and the only reason I wanted to do the story is because her name was Cherry's Waffles Tennis. There's really nothing more than that. I just wanted to do the name. That's literally her God-given name. So now, on to the interesting. They finally know who Jack the Ripper is. An author named Russell Edwards in London has figured out the identity. Edwards bought a shawl 7 years ago that was found on one of Jack the Ripper's victims and was covered in his blood. DNA testing just linked it to the descendants of one of the many, many, many Jack the Ripper suspects. And Jack the Ripper was a 23-year-old Polish immigrant named Aaron Kosminski and wound up dying in an asylum at the age of 53. Jack the Ripper killed at least 5 prostitutes in England in 1888 and possibly up to 11. Now, there have been at least 100 possible suspects for Jack, but Kosminski has always been on the top of the list as one of the most likely. The police named him as a suspect back in the 1800s, but never had enough evidence to arrest him. It took 125 years, but the DNA does match. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. To find out more about tactical needs, weaponry, and some really cool knives, go to gun-corps.com or stop by their brick-and-mortar store in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Planet Fitness. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.